really sure in terms of what you guys wanted in Pesach in Yanim. So we'll, I guess, mix and match, you know, whether you want halacha, you want to go through the Seder, you want to go through Hilchos Chametz and Matzah, Hilchos Chametz, you want to go through Lamdas, you want to go through Haggadah, like a little bit of everything. So today we're going to talk about Maror, and then, you know, you'll tell me if you like it, you hate it, you know, something, you want something different in the future, you know, happy to accommodate. So I, as some of you probably know, when I was in Eretz Yisrael last time, a few weeks ago, Rabbi Silverman from our Israel Kollel on the Gruss campus, I'm told I have to call it, I can't call it the Gruss Kollel, because just in case someone wants to name the Kollel, the Israel Kollel on the Gruss campus, $20 million, you can name the Kollel too. Gave me this sefer called Meshiv Nefesh, which is it's his third volume, and it's very, very beautiful. And he has, his style is like a very straightforward and simple style, but it sort of like opens up all the areas of the particular topic that he talks about. So what he does with every single piece is he says one chakira, and then he goes through and he says like 10 nafkaminas to that chakira. It's a very straightforward style, but like, so if he has a piece on Maror, it's going to be one basic chakira about Maror, but then let's go through like all the Hilchos Maror, like all the major discussions that you have in Hilchos Maror, and see maybe you can connect all of them back to that one chakira and have nafkaminas. So I'm going to use that as the starting point. I'm going to try not to just only say what Rav Silverman says, but use that sort of as like a jumping off point, because it really helps to go through the sugya. So the chakira is as follows. The Torah tells us that you're supposed to eat the carbon pesach, you're supposed to eat it roasted, al matzos that tzliyesh umatzos al maror miyochluhu, and matzos on maror, you eat it together. So you see clearly there's a chiyuv to eat maror dafka in the context of carbon pesach. There's a chiyuv to eat maror together with the carbon pesach on the night of the Seder. So the basic chakir is as follows. Is it that the mitzvah of achilas maror is completely dependent on the mitzvah of achilas carbon pesach? That there is no independent mitzvah of maror. Maror is a condiment to the carbon pesach. Or no, maybe there is some sort of independent mitzvah of maror that is not connected to the mitzvah of achilas carbon pesach. The Ramban on the Pasuk is medayik that the mitzvah of Achilles Maror 100% is taloi in the mitzvah of Achilles Karben Pesach. The Ramban writes, V'inei tziva ba'achilles ha-basar u'ba'achilles ha-matzos, the Torah has a mitzvah to eat Karben Pesach. The Torah has a mitzvah to eat matzah. V'lo tziva ba'achilles ha-mrorim rak amar shiyochul basar imrorim. It never says to eat Maror. It says, when you eat Karben Pesach, have some lettuce with your Karben Pesach. Yirbo shein mitzvah. There is no independent mitzvah of maror. It is to eat the Karben Pesach with maror. Ubizman she'ein basar, ein b'maror mitzvah. And if there's no basar mimela, there's no mitzvah of the maror either. However, it doesn't seem that that's 100% agreed upon by everybody. The Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Tzadi Amar Aleph has two deos whether we should view maror as what the Gemara calls machshirei Pesach, or we should view it as what the Gemara calls achila achriti. So what does that mean? Is it machshirei Pesach, or is it achila achriti? So Pashas is, it's explaining exactly this chakira. Is maror supposed to be understood as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, an achila achriti, or no, it's machshirei Pesach, it's something that is purely tafel to the carbon Pesach. So what Rabbi Silverman does in his sefer is he comes up with, how many? Let's see how many he comes up with. With 9 nafkaminas on this Shaila. I don't know if we're going to get through all 9, and we'll see how far afield we go along the way. Nafkamina number 1 is not really nafkamina la halacha, but it's nafkamina in learning, which is how do you count it in the minyan of mitzvahs? Is there a mitzvah of achilas maror among the taryag mitzvahs? So again, no, there are no real nafkaminas la halacha, whether something counts as a mitzvah or doesn't count as a mitzvah. It's just a matter of, you know, would you, how do you view it? Would you count it as a mitzvah? I'm reminded of Rav Mendel Blachman's famous line when he said a chakira and someone asked him, Rebbe, l'may nafkamina? He said, nafkamina is whether you know how to learn or you don't know how to learn. Right? So nafkamina is, do you know how to learn the mitzvah of Maror? Do you know how to learn that whether it's a mitzvah or not? So the Rambam, the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Achilas Maror as an independent mitzvah. He includes it in the mitzvah of Achilas Karben Pesach, the mitzvah Saseh Nun Vav, even though in mitzvah Saseh Kuf Nun Ches, he counts Achilas Matzah as an independent mitzvah. So the Rambam explains, why is it that we don't count maror as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma? He says, because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you eat maror independently. It only says it in the context of achilas korban pesach. Aval, says the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvos, ha-maror hu nigrar l'achilas ha-pesach. Ve'nu nimna mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's not its own independent mitzvah. V'rayu l'davar, and he says, I'll prove it to you. Shabasar ha-pesach yachal kiyam mitzvah yiyam ha-maror lo yiyah. Let's say you don't have any lettuce. You live in a climate where it's impossible to get lettuce. So what do you do? Do you still eat korban pesach? Says Rambam, absolutely. You still chayiv to eat korban pesach. V'hamarar lo yeyachel ela im basar pesach l'amar yisparach almarim yachluhu. On a doraisa level, if you don't have korban pesach, on a doraisa level, you don't eat marar. There goes the mitzvah doraisa. We no longer have a mitzvah doraisa. V'ilu achal marar mibli basar lo asuklum. If you were to eat marar without korban pesach, which is what we do every year, you're not doing anything on a doraisa level. V'lo nemar kvar kiyam mitzvah achas hiachilz marar. We don't say, oh, but at least you do one mitzvah, you do the mitzvah of achilas maror, and that's why the Rambam doesn't count it as a mitzvah. In the Alach Hazaka, in Hilchos Chametz Masa Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Beis, Rambam is absolutely consistent about this. Achilas maror eino mitzvah min haTorah b'fnei atzma. He says achilas maror is not an independent mitzvah min haTorah. Ela tluyi b'achilas haPesach. It's totally on achilas Pesach. Shemitzvah to say achas lechol basar haPesach al matzu morim. That we murder even absent of carbon pesach, even without a carbon pesach. So that is Shitas HaRambam. However, in the Tshuvas Maisa Nisim Simen Vav of Rabbi Avram ben HaRambam, he writes that Rabbi Daniel HaBavli disagreed with the Rambam. And Rabbi Daniel HaBavli said that Achilas Mar should count as an independent mitzvah, even though it's only knowing Bizman Shveis Mishkayim. That it's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah that's only knowing when Beis HaMikdash Kayim. The Yerayim and Simen Sadi Dalit counts Achilas Marar as an independent mitzvah. Yeruchim Foshel Perlau in his commentary to Rav Sadi Gon, which is Mem Zayin, says that the Bahag and Rav Sadi Gon count Achilas Marar as a mitzvah bifnei atzma. So it could be that this is Talui an hour Chakira. That if you hold that the mitzvah of Achilas Marar is a mitzvah bifnei atzma, so it's mistaver, then you're going to count it as a separate mitzvah. But if you hold that Achilas Marar is totally tafel, so the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, so then there's no reason one would not count it as a separate mitzvah. Now, the next potential nafkamina is the following. The Gemara in Maseches Pesachim in a couple of places tells us about people who don't bring the Korban Pesach. An Orel, a Mumar, a Tame, right? Someone who's Bederach Rechoka. People who are putter from Korban Pesach. So they don't need a Korban Pesach. However, they're still chayiv in the mitzvah of Achila, of Achilas Matzah Umarar. The Gemara says explicitly, the chayiv in the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah Umarar. Someone is in a Zakein, he's Bederach Rechoka, he's an Orel. All the various reasons why one would not eat Kol Ben Echar Lo Yochel, but all the reasons that one would not eat a Korban Pesach, if you're a chayiv in mitzvah, so you're still chayiv in the mitzvah of Matzah Umarar. So simple reading of the Gemara is, yeah, chayiv in maror even without a carbon pesach. The Mi'iri on Daf Chav Chesem Beisdo, Maseches Pesachim, quotes Yesh Mi Shepireish, that the Gemara is not meduyuk, that it should have said that they're chayiv in matzah, not matzah umarar, because they're really not chayiv in maror. He says Yesh Mi Shepireish she'ein chayav in el b'matzah. V'af al pisha besugi hiskir matzah umarar. Ishkar lishan who shatamud ragel haskir mar etzal matzah. It's a shigra delishna. It's something that, you know, whenever we mention matzah, we always throw in marar also. But really, they're not connected. Really, it's only that they're chayiv in matzah because matzah is an independent mitzvah. But marar, you're not going to be chayiv. Mikol makom marar in chiyuv b'minatora ella etzal a pesach. Without a pesach, it's not going to be marar. And that's why the gemara in Arvi Pesachim kufchaf amir aleph says marar bizman hazeh derabanan. And that's what the Rashash writes in Pesachim kufta as well. As well, nearly the tevas umarar ashigras lishanu. That it's a shigra delishna. It's just something that pops out of the mouth. That when you say matzah, murar pops out of the mouth. Also, you know, there are certain groupings that you have in shas chereshet v'katan, right? You know, certain things that you just all put. You always say them together, even though not every time you have that grouping does the halacha that we're talking about apply to everything that's in that grouping. So over here also, maybe it doesn't really mean marer. So this is also l'chora taluy on this chakira, that if marer is purely a tuffel to the Korban Pesach, something that spices up the Korban Pesach, so that would Korban Pesach, so there's no point in the mitzvah of marer. But if it's somewhat independent, so then there would be a point to the mitzvah of marer. The third potential nafkamina is, what about women when it comes to the mitzvah of marar? What do you mean, what about women? Why would this be a nafkamina? If marar is an independent mitzvah, so l'chara they should be chayiv, and if it's connected to Korban Pesach, they should be chayiv, because women are chayiv in Korban Pesach. So whenever we talk about women in mitzvah, so the first thought that pops into our mind is it a mitzvah sasei shazman grama? So maybe one could argue, well, wait a second, marar sounds like a mitzvah shazman grama. It seems to be tight, right? Asay, check. Zman grama, yeah, only on the night of the Seder, check. Fits all the requirements. Mitzvah shazman grama, so maybe women should be plotter. One could argue, though, well, if they're chayiv in Korban Pesach, and this is part of Korban Pesach, so then they're going to be chayiv. But if it's independent, maybe they would be potter. But you could also take it in the opposite direction. This is where Silverman goes with it. The Gemara Mishachim Tzadi Alpha and Beis says that Rabbi Shimon holds that women are potter from Korban Pesach. And the Gemara says that even according to Rabbi Shimon, that women are potter from Korban Pesach, they're chayiv in the mitzvahs of Achilas Matzu Umarar. That even if they're potter from Korban Pesach, they're still chayiv in Matzu Umarar. So Rashi explains that the Gemara doesn't want to be mechalik between the chayiv of Achilas Matzah and the chayiv of Achilas Marar, and to say that Rabbi Shimon holds that women are potter from Korban Pesach, but and from Achilas Marar, but only chayiv in Matzah. Why not? Tistama Matzu Umarar Bahadi Adadiksin. Matzah and Marar are always a unit. Al Matzah Marorim Ukshem Shanashim Achilas Matzah Chov. So if women are chayiv in matzah, which they are, then of course they're going to be chayiv in marar as well. So that's what the Gemara says. Even if women are potter from Korban Pesach, they're going to be chayiv in both matzah and marar. Why are they chayiv in matzah? Well, that the Gemara tells us. Kol sheyeshna bebal toch al chametz, yeshna bekom al chametz. It's two sides of the same coin. The yisur of achilas chametz and the mitzvah of achilas matzah. And certainly the chayiv in all the losa says, so the chayiv in the yisur of chametz, mele the chayiv in the mitzvah of matzah. But says Rashi, marar has to go along together with the mitzvah of matzah. Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlau, however, says that that's l'chara talui on how you understand the mitzvah of achilas marar. That if the mitzvah of achilas marar is an independent mitzvah, so then Rashi makes a lot of sense. That Rabbi Shimon says they're potter from Korban Pesach, what's that got to do with marar? They can still be chayiv in marar. But if marar is only a tafel to the Korban Pesach, it does not make sense to say that they would be chayiv in marar l'chara. One should then say that they'd be potter from the mitzvah of achilas marar, and l'chara that would be a nafkamina. Now, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, Siman Tav Ayin Beis, Siv Tazvav, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that women are chayiv in achilas matzah and achilas marar, and he says afal gav shezo mitzvei shazman grama. He says, yeah, it's mitzvah shazman grama, but once they're chayiv in matzah, they have to be chayiv in marar, because the two are hukash together in the pasuk. Says, wait a second, maybe this changed. Maybe when the Beis Hamikdash was around, when we had a mitzvah of marar midaraisa, so then al matzah marar miyachluhu, matzah and marar are linked together. So if they're chayiv in matzah, maybe they're going to be chayiv in marar. What about b'zman hazeh? B'zman hazeh marar is definitely a totally separate mitzvah from matzah, right? B'zman hazeh for sure, because b'zman hazeh marar is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, matzah is a mitzvah d'araisa. So b'zman hazeh, should women be chayiv in the mitzvah of marar? So says Yerach Hashulchan, b'char not. Right, l'chara they shouldn't be, because a mitzvah shazman grama, it's not linked with matzah. There's no Korban Pesach anymore, so the women should be totally potter from marar b'zman hazeh. But he says, nah, they're chayiv anyway. Why? Mikol makom kol tikkun rabban kent oraisa tikkun. That since they're included in the mitzvah da oraisa of marar, like the Gemara says, so whenever we're going to make a din d'rabbanan, as a zecher to that din d'oraisa of marar, kol tikkun rabban kent oraisa. Sometimes it's hard to figure out what the Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan Ken D'Oraisa Tikun is, like what the D'Oraisa is that we're patterning things after. This one's an easy one. There's a mitzvah of Marar in the Torah, so here's the mitzvah of Marar, Midra Rabbanan. It's patterned after the mitzvah of Marar in the Torah. So it's obvious that it's that whoever's going to be chayiv in the mitzvah of Marar in the Torah is going to be chayiv in the mitzvah of Midra Rabbanan. Umele shekam chayavos bekol mitzvos halayla, shakulan inyon echad hein. They're chayiv in all the mitzvos halayla because it's all one inyan. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, on top of that, that since the Zchus Noshim Tzidkonios Nigla of Sein Mitzrayim, Afin Hoi Vosan Neis, so Mela, we're going to include women in all the mitzvos halayla, because the whole thing is about Gulas Mitzrayim. So you say Afin Hoi Vosan Neis to every single element of the night of the Seder. Now, one could have argued, Rashi and Brachos Daf Chav tells us that women are part of mitzvah Shazman Grama. That's only patur on mitzvah Star Raisa Shazman Grama. One could have argued very simply, if you say like Rashi and Brachos Daf Chav, women are chayiv in all mitzvah Shazman Grama Derabana, mitzvah Derabana Shazman Grama. Right, the Maram Shik explains why would women be chayiv in mitzvah Sidrabban Shazman Grama if they're part of mitzvah Daraisa Shazman Grama? How could you be chayiv in mitzvah Sidrabban Shazman Grama? So Maram Shik says, because the Gemara Shabbos Chav Gimel says Heichon Sivanu, where are we told that you have to do mitzvah Sidrabban? So the Gemara says Lo Sasur. Pasuk says Lo Sasur. So you see from there that every mitzvah drabbanan is really a lav. It's really a los haseh. Women are chayiv in all the los haseh of the Torah. So mele women are going to be chayiv in all the mitzvah shazman grama, mitzvah say drabbanan shazman grama, because it's every mitzvah say drabbanan is really a los haseh of los haseh. So that's a potential third nafkamino, whether women who are pat, if you hold women are pat from Korban Pesach, does that necessarily also potter them from Mar? You have a question?
Can you argue that if it's Talia and Korban Pesach, and Korban Pesach is what's going on, that's Mar?
What, say again?
The Korban Pesach is what's going on the mitzvah of Mar, not the Zman.
So then it's not Zman Grama, yeah. That is Talia and Korban Pesach. I mean, you're saying that if they're part from Korban Pesach, so they should be, so
it's not.
Then you can't, even if Mara weren't independent, I'm not.
If it's only a chiyah because of Korban Pesach, the deal with Korban Pesach, then you would say that.
It's not Zman Grama to begin with.
It's not Zman Grama to begin with, yeah.
But anyway, you wouldn't need that, because if it's selling Korban Pesach, the chayv in Korban Pesach, so then but you're saying if they're part from Korban Pesach.
Yeah.
So if they're part from Korban Pesach, yeah, but if it's still, if it's connected, you know, if it's connected to Pesach, you don't need the Petor of Zman Grama, you'd have the Petor that's the Petor of Pesach. So the fourth Nafkamina is one I really want to spend most of the time on, because it's a fascinating topic in its own right. And that is the topic of the Shir Mara. Now, the Shir is pretty straightforward, right? It's a Mishnah. You have to eat a Kazayas of Mara. Just like you have to eat a Kazayas of Masa. And by the way, women are chayiv in both of those things. It's one of my pet peeves that a lot of times, I don't know, maybe it's just the way I grew up. I remember when my brother came back from yeshiva, so he all of a sudden, the first Seder after, you know, Shana Bet for my brother, or maybe it was even Shana Aleph, it was advanced. It was the first time like my family witnessed taking like 17 matzahs and stuffing it in your face in like under 2 minutes, and face turning red, and you know, having hatzalah on speed. That like was the first time we ever witnessed such a thing and saw such a thing. So I remember the reaction of some of the women around the table saying, "That's what you got to do? Nah, not for me," you know, and then just having like a little bite or something. So one has to be careful. Everybody is chayiv, men and women, in a kazayis of matzah, b'chdei achilas pras, and the kazayis of marah as well. Got to have a full kazayis of each of them. So you don't have to be super machmir about what a kazayis is. It could be a lot more makel about the shear of the kazayis, but you got to have a kazayis. So the shear of marah also, it's a mishnah. The mishnah Pesach and Lam Tesem Lal tells us that there are five minim of marah. Number one item in the list, of course, is lettuce, right? That's the best thing to use for marah. A lot of times people stopped, weren't using lettuce for marah because they didn't have it available to them. So they were using some of the other vegetables for marah. Rav Schechter actually buys into what Professor Felix writes, that that horseradish is not one of the vegetables in the Mishnah, that it's misidentified as tamcha, and it's actually not one of the vegetables in the Mishnah. It's just that we lived in climates where none of the green leafy vegetables that were in the Mishnah were available to us. So we just ate something that tasted bitter, rather than going with what it actually says in the Mishnah you're supposed to eat. But all of the vegetables in the Mishnah are better than to use than horseradish, lettuce, and endives, and whatever, all the other, if you could identify the vegetables in the Mishnah. Rav Shlomo Zalman disagreed. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that, I'm familiar with what Professor Felix says, no amount of research could tell me that a Masorah that we have for generations is invalid, and generations of Jews ate horseradish, so it can't be that that's invalid and that we're not supposed to eat horseradish. So Shlomo Zalman, as part of Halicha Shlomo, didn't want to hear of it. But the Mishnah says that there are five minim of mar, and they're all mitzarfin zeh zeh for a shear of a kazayis, which is somewhat of a chiddush, right? Because the Gemara Chulin says that isurim are not mitzarfin with each other, right? If you have a chatzi zayis of basa b'chalav and a chatzi zayis of nevela, so it's not mitzarif to make a full kazayis, because isurim, it's a machlokes in the Gemara, but isurim are not mitzarif with each other. Yet when it comes to mitzvah, five different minim, there are different types of mar, they're mitzarif with each other. One could argue, a lot of times what people will do is they'll take some lettuce and put some horseradish in the lettuce with the argument that it's mitzarif zem zem, that you have half a kazayis of this, half a kazayis of that, that they'll be mitzarif with each other. But if you hold that horseradish is not maror, then that does not work. Then it in fact will not be mitzarif with each other.
What happens if, let's say, the grandfather say one and less, and the horseradish would be dalal, and then
yeah, it's all good. Whatever your grandfather does, you should. That's a good rule in life. So the Mishnah says that they're all mitzarif to each other. What does it mean mitzarif? Mitzarif to shir kazayis. So obviously, maror is bekazayis. That's what and the reason it's bekazayis, the chor, is because it's a mitzvah sachila. And that's what the Yireim writes, tachilik sevbe, vachila bekazayis. Amatzmarm yochlohu, that it's a mitzvah vachila, and mitzvah sachila is always with the kazayis. The Shagas Aryeh, however, points out in the tshuva, controversial tshuva for other reasons, but he points out, and we'll discuss in a moment, in Simon Kuf, that the pasuk v'achlas abasa b'layla zet z'yeshu matzah sal marim yochluhu, the word yochluhu is not going on the mar, it's going on Karban Pesach. It's saying you have a mitzvah sachilas Karban Pesach, and the condiments to the Karban Pesach should be matzah marim. Meaning you have an achilas because I is, of course, but yochluhu is going on Karban Pesach. And together with the Karban Pesach, you take your lafa, your matzah, and you wrap it around the shawarma, the Karban Pesach, and you put some lettuce in, that's your marar, and it sounds delicious, right? But the condiments are the marar and the matzah. The mitzvah that the Pasuk is talking about is the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach. So how do you see from there that there's a mitzvah of a kazayis of marar? So comes along the Rush, and this is what I want to talk about for a little bit. The Rush in the 10th Parakim Pesach and Simul Chafei says that in a chinavi, midaraisa, you don't need a kazayis of marar. Yochluhu is mesiaches to Karban Pesach. Why do we insist on a kazayis of marar? Why does the Mishnah say you have a kazayis of marar? That comes from the fact that we say a bracha of al achilas marar. So if you can say a bracha of al achilas marar, you'll be a shakran if you don't do an achila. So achila means a kazayis. So it's all because on a drabbanan level we have a birchas mitzvah. So once the drabbanan were misakin a birchas mitzvah in order to make us not liars, when we say the birchas mitzvah, that's why we have to have a kazayis of marar. It's interesting, the Rambam doesn't mention a kazayis of marar. He has to hold the Avodah Zarah tomorrow. It's a Mishnah, right? He doesn't mention it. But that's why Maharam Rutenberg thought it was a typo in the Rambam. The Rambam's Shita is that you have a Kazayis of Karpas. We Paskin, you're not supposed to have a Kazayis of Karpas. Yidavka shouldn't have a Kazayis of Karpas, which, depending on what you use for Karpas, is sometimes challenging for people, right? Sometimes people use parsley for Karpas. Easy not to have a Kazayis of parsley. But if you're really hungry, and there's potato and salt water, and potatoes taste pretty good, and salt water, so people very much want to have a Kazayis of karpas. By the way, why do we use show of hands, how many people use potatoes for karpas? Yeah, so where did that come from? It's pretty prevalent, where did that come from?
The pay.
That did not come from the pay. That probably
parsley in Poland.
that probably because they didn't have parsley in Poland. Exactly. I mean, they lived in climates that they, all they had was potatoes. Think about every Jewish food, right? How did we end up with potato kugel? How did we end up with potatoes in our challen? Everything was potatoes. It's all we had. How did potatoes not end up being kidneys? Because it's all we had to eat. So it says potatoes, of course, is what they use for karpas. There's no Indian of using potatoes for karpas. Probably karpas is the name of a vegetable and it's not a potato. But okay, you could use anything that's adam. That's Rabbi Taitz, the Chronicle of Racha, very famously used to use bananas for karpas because he wanted to be mechanic, the children. That's burpi adam. The bananas are burpi adam, even though it grows on a tree. So if you enjoy bananas in salt water, so it's hard to have less than a kazayas. You have to when you're hungry, but you got to have less than a kazayas. But the Ram Pshita is they have more than a kazayas of karpas, right? I think so. Those who like to follow Shita Sarambam will have a lot of times people get very kanoish about this. You know, you're supposed to have less than kazayas. That's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to have less than a kazayas. So you see other people eating more than a kazayas. Stop it! You're not supposed to. Let them do it, like, okay, they're following Shita's Rambam. You worry about yourself. You eat less. If someone asks you, so then you should probably tell them what we paskin. But yeah, strictly speaking, it should be less than gezayis. So the Rambam says you have a gezayis, but the Rambam never mentions the gezayis of Maror. So that's what some of the Rishonim already said. Maror Muttenberg, Rush quotes Maror Muttenberg, that is, he thinks that just that line of the Rambam was put in the wrong spot. Meaning that the Rambam doesn't hold the Avakazayas of Karpas. Why on earth would you have to have a Kazayas of Karpas? There's no mitzvah achilas Karpas. It's Pachas Mikazayas also. When the Rambam said Kazayas, he really meant it on the Maror. He didn't really mean it on the Karpas. I think that's what the Rush quotes from Maror Rutenberg. It's Machlokas. Right? Machlokas is what the Rambam meant. Yeah.
Are we supposed to be consistent with what we consider the Kazayas? Meaning if we're being really machmir for a matzah, we have the same way we make up for potatoes?
Okay, it depends if you realize that whatever you're being machmir for matzah is just bitaras chumra, or if it's the Mishnah Berurah says that when it comes to shir kazayas, there's a shlish beitza or a chatzi beitza, and he says it depends on daraisa derabanan, that when you're trying to fulfill a mitzvah daraisa, you should be machmir for a chatzi beitza. When you're only doing a mitzvah derabanan, so a shlish beitza. The Mishnah Berurah says in the context of mara, right? The Mishnah Berurah says that for mitzvah achilas matzah you should have a chatzi beitza, whereas because matzah is daraisa b'zman is that for mitzvah achilas mara you could be more makel on the shear and have a shlish beitza. He says the chachila you should do a chatzi beitza anyway, but more makel on the shear. But this line in the Rush, this is like mind blowing. No, the Rush is saying that meikar adin there's no mitzvah achila by marar, meimela there's no din of kezayis on a daraisa level by marar. The only reason we have a din of kezayis by marar, we have an inyan of kezayis by marar, because we have a bracha. So once you're saying the bracha, and you don't want to be a liar, so you say the bracha, so you eat a kezayis of the marah. So since when does that happen? That because we're saying the bracha, that changes the dinim of the mitzvah, meaning the mitzvah had certain dinim, and then those dinim changed because we have a bracha. And the opposite you have, right? The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel says that from the bracha, the Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, we could discern that it must be that Shema Minah Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. La Anacha Osa Mitzvah. Right? If you're not sure, which is it? Is it Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah or Anacha Osa Mitzvah? So Gemara says, a raya that Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah is look how they were Mesakin the Nusach HaBracha. It's Megalitos what the Mitzvah really was all along. They wouldn't say La Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah if the Kiyama Mitzvah was La Anacha and not the Hadlaka. So it's Megala what the Mitzvah really was. That's normal, right? That's what you'd expect. That the text that they instituted for the Birchas HaMitzvah is a reflection of the mitzvah. That makes a lot of sense. The Bahag in Simul Chav Zayin is quoted in Tosfos and Shabbos Chafei Amid Beis and a few other places in Shas, says that you could prove that Tzitzis are a Chavas Gavra, not a Chavas Mana, from the fact that it's a Bracha Lehis'atev. That Lisatif is a phrasing about the Gavra. That the text of the Bracha is indicative of what's happening to the Gavra. So Mela, you understand that a Birchas HaMitzvah is very often going to be a reflection of what the Mitzvah is. Taisus and Yivamis, Tapsad Yom Beis, proves that the mitzvah is b'shas atifa from the bracha of l'satev. That's against the Ri, who holds that it's only a mitzvah at the Levisha. But again, the birchas ha-mitzvah, reflecting on what the nature of the mitzvah is. It could be that this machlokas between Tosos and the Ri, whether it's mitzvah b'shas atifa or b'shas levisha, is whether the nusach reflects the maisa mitzvah or the kiyuma mitzvah. Meaning that machlokas is not really a machlokas about does the bracha tell us about the mitzvah. Of course the bracha tells us about the mitzvah. But what does the bracha tell us about the mitzvah? Should, when Chazal were instituting a birchas ha-mitzvah on a particular mitzvah, and they wanted to encapsulate that mitzvah in the words of the bracha, what were they trying to encapsulate? They were trying to encapsulate the maisa mitzvah or the kiyuma mitzvah. It could be that when it comes to tzitzis, the maisa mitzvah is atifa. The maisa mitzvah is to wrap yourself in the talis. The kiyuma mitzvah is levisha, is that once you've wrapped yourself in the talis, you're now wearing it. So that's the discussion, whether it's whether the Maisa Mitzvah or the Kiyuma Mitzvah should be reflected in the Bracha. Rav Shechter talks about this in Eretz HaTzvi in Simon Gimel, where he talks about the Bracha on Shofar. Right? There's Machlok Shushonim, whether the Bracha is Litkoa or Lishmoa. So it's Bavust in Yeshivas, everyone always says, oh, the Machlokas is, what's the Mitzvah of Shofar? Is the Mitzvah of Shofar a Mitzvah Shmiyas Shofar? Or is the Mitzvah of Shofar a Mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar? But it can't be a Mitzvah of Shmiyas purely, because then you wouldn't need Shamaya Ka'ona, right? If it were just a mitzvah of Shmia. It can't be purely a mitzvah Tzkiya either, because Tokeh L'Tochabar and Shoma Kol Havara would be Yotze if it were purely a mitzvah of Tzkiya. When you blow into a cave and you hear a Kol Havara, who cares what I hear? I blew the shofar. If it's purely a mitzvah of Tzkiya, it should be Yotze. So all indications are that neither is correct, that it's not purely a mitzvah of Shmia, nor is it purely a mitzvah of Tzkiya. What is it? Maybe, says Rav Shechter, all agree, the Maisa Mitzvah is Tekiah, the Kiyuma Mitzvah is the Shmia. So, and the Machlokas about the Bracha is not a Machlokas what the Mitzvah is. Everyone agrees the Maisa Mitzvah is the Tekiah, the Kiyuma Mitzvah is the Shmia. The Machlokas is, when you're making a Nusach HaBracha, does the Nusach HaBracha have to reflect? Is it better off reflecting the Maisa Mitzvah or better off reflecting the Kiyuma Mitzvah? So that's the whole Machlokas, whether it's Lishmoa or on the Tekiah. Clearly, Birchas HaMitzvah are generally on a Maisa, not on a Kiyum, right? That's what we pointed out probably several times already. That in general, Birchas HaMitzvah are only, are recited right before you do a Maisa Mitzvah, not right before the Kiyum HaMitzvah. The writer of Shach likes to quote us from Sfiras HaOmer, that how could it be that there's a Machloka, so the Sfiras HaOmer is one big mitzvah or 49 separate mitzvahs? Hashul Araya, that it's 49 separate mitzvahs, because you say 49 separate brachos. So isn't that obvious that it's 49 separate mitzvahs? So, Elamai, the Sfiras HaOmer, Ladasa Bahag, that it's one big mitzvah, still has 49 separate brachos, because there are 49 separate Maisa mitzvah. So a bracha is on the Maisa mitzvah. It could be one big kiyum, but you say a bracha on the Maisa mitzvah, not on the kiyum mitzvah. Charoses, according to the Rambam, may be a mitzvah, the Rambam and Perishim Shayas, but it may be a mitzvah, according to the Rambam, But there's no bracha on charoses. Why? Because there's no maisa on charoses. It's a lios ala shulchan, the Rambam says. Right? The Rambam says in the Pirushim Shnayis that if charoses were a mitzvah, it should have to have a bracha. But then when it comes to the Mishnah Torah, he paskins that it's a mitzvah and there's no bracha. So as Rav Shechter explains, probably because when he was writing Pirushim Shnayis, his understanding was that if there was a mitzvah of charoses, there would be a bracha, because it would be a mitzvah sachila. And what changed when he wrote Mishnah Torah was that, yes, there's a mitzvah of charoses, but it's not a mitzvah sachila. It's a mitzvah, lios al shulchan. It's a mitzvah that the charos should be on the table. But there's no maisa mitzvah to have charoses. If there's no maisa mitzvah, then there's not going to be a birchas mitzvah. So machlokas, whether the birchas mitzvah should reflect, the nusach habracha should reflect the maisa or the kiyum. But again, the whole thing is that it's not that what's in the driver's seat? Is the mitzvah in the driver's seat, or is the bracha in the driver's seat? Right? In all these cases, the mitzvah is in the driver's seat. And because the mitzvah is what it is, the bracha has to conform to what the mitzvah is. But to say, like the Rosh is saying, that the bracha is in the driver's seat, that really the mitzvah should have been less than a kazayis. Oh, but once there's a bracha of alachila, now we're going to change the whole mitzvah. Now the mitzvah is going to be a kazayis. Yeah. Yeah, so that's a good question. Is that called the Maisa Mitzvah to put it on the table? I don't know. Yeah, because he does say Lavi on the Shulchan. He doesn't say Li. I don't think he says Lios on the Shulchan. I think he says it's Lavi on the Shulchan. Yeah, that's a good point.
Just for the Rashi, what else is there to say? Like, you have to say Achila because that's what it is. But because there's no other word, you can't specify that it would be less than Gezayas. So,
I mean, so you're stuck. Chazal were stuck. But because of that, you now have to have. Okay, we have to see if there are other examples of that. Of that concept that you know, that a birch mitzvah can actually change the mitzvah. One more example in the other direction. The Beis Yosef in Simul Ches writes that we say this atef on the talis katan because of a low plug similar to Leisha Basukah. Meaning, this example seems to indicate we don't really do atef on the talis katan. It's too small. But we say Le'esatev, says the Beis Yosef, we have not, but we say Le'esatev, says the Beis Yosef, because of a low plug. Just like Leisha Basukah, whether you're sitting or not, you say a bracha of Leisha Basukah, because that's the Nusach of the bracha, so it's a low plug. Whenever you're going into the sukkah, you need a meal, even if there are no chairs. And if you're washing, you're eating a meal. So you're going to say a Leisha Basukah. It's just that's the Nusach of the bracha. But it's not necessarily going to change the dinim of the bracha. I guess this talks to your point, Josh, right? Meaning that even if you're stuck and you're locked into a particular nusach, it doesn't necessarily mean that the bracha is going to have to, that the mitzvah is going to have to conform to that. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Markziah is not sure about that, right? Because he says yeshiva besukkah doesn't mean sitting, right? I mean, leisha besukkah means to live in the sukkah. Besukkah's teshu doesn't mean in sukkos you shall sit. Although the Rambam seems to assume that it does mean sitting, right? The Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah says that even though it's so unusual to do this on the first night of Sukkot, one has to say Kiddush standing up. Even though it's so weird, because of course you always say Kiddush sitting down, on the first night of Sukkot you should say Kiddush standing up. Why? Because you want the bracha of Leisha Basukah to be over Las Yasin. You're going to say Leisha Basukah, so how could it be that you're sitting and then you're going to say Leisha Basukah? So it must be that you say the Kiddush standing up, so that as soon as you say Leisha Basukah, then you can sit down. It's a bracha of Las Yasin. So the Rambam seems to be assuming that Leisha means to sit down. But that's hard to imagine, because it's not what, it's not what the Chumash means when it says Basukah Station. So Shachta points out that what the Rambam likely means is that you need some sort of Maisa Mesuyam to do after the bracha, meaning over la asiyasa means you say the bracha before an asiyah, before a maisa of some sort. So you need a maisa mesuyam. You need something to do in order right afterwards. So in a chinami, the mitzvah is just to be in the sukkah, but you need to do some sort of maisa right after saying the kiddush. But let's go back to that. Were there questions? Were there hands raised? So let's go back to that idea of the rush. Do we ever find anywhere else that because there is a bracha, that's going to change the mitzvah? So the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Ches in Hilchos Tzitzis paskins that a kisui haguf is considered an ituf, even though he says it's still better to cover the head first, but just covering the body itself is considered an ituf. And Mishmur says it's best to be choshesh that kisei arosh is necessary for ituf. So the Chazanish, in Archaim Sim Gimel Aslamet Zayin, says that really it's unnecessary to cover the head, but we do it anyway to justify the language of Lisatif. Meaning, the mitzvah doesn't really require covering the head. Why do we cover the head? Because we have a bracha, and the bracha says lis atef. And the only way to justify the language of lis atef is to cover the head. Ooh, so you do see, at least chazan, meaning you can't say, oh, I see where the Rosh got it from. He got it from the Chazanish. But you do see that the Chazanish applies such a similar svara, that because the bracha is a certain way, that's going to change the mitzvah. Problem is, why would the nusach bracha, you know, change how we do the mitzvah? Meaning lechora, it doesn't give a svara to this idea. It just like gives another example to this idea. Meaning, why would it be that way? And when we paskin, you don't eat kisei arosh, that's because we defined ituf as ituf haguf. So, you know, the whole chazanish is difficult to understand. I mean, chazanish is saying that atifa means rosh, but the mitzvah doesn't require rosh, but because it says lasatif, so you got to cover the rosh. But the pashtus is that the reason you don't have to cover the rosh is because atifa doesn't necessarily mean rosh. Atifa could mean atifa saguf. Another example is in the Torah in Simtaf Beches, and Simon Tov Resh Mem Dalet. On days that were Gomer Hallel, the Torah writes, you should say, Asher Kishon Tosu Nitzivanu, Ligmar Es HaHallel. But the Maran Murtenberg says, She'ein Lomar Ligmar, Ki Haya Omer Kishon Varek Ligmar, Im Yechsar Mimena Os Achas, O Teva Achas, Havi Baruch Levatala. Maran Murtenberg says, it's risky to say Ligmar. Why? You're going to say, Abracha Ligmar Es HaHallel, and then you're going to mispronounce a word. You can be chaser al sachas, you'll miss a word, or you'll mispronounce a word somewhere along the way, or you'll turn a mila el into a mila ra, or vice versa, because it fits the tune better, or something like that, right? And you'll mess up, the word won't count, and then you'll turn out to be a shakran, because you said ligmar sahala, you're not really being gomer. So apparently, normally skipping a word, no big deal. I mean, you skip a word, you're still yotzei, or you mispronounce a word, no big deal. Oh, but once you say a bracha of ligmar es HaHallel, now it becomes a big deal. Now you can't have ligmar es HaHallel if you're going to skip a word. The Mechaber and the Ramban, Simon Tov Resh Mem Dalet, argue whether we really should say ligmar or just always say likra es HaHallel. So Shaar Tzion in Tav Beches Sifchat Gimel, he explains that everyone agrees that if you miss a word or a letter, you're not yotzei, just like Mikra Megillah. So, and that would explain why Ligmar matters. Really, the mitzvah is to say every single letter. The brach of Ligmar adds that if you miss a letter, you didn't only miss out on the mitzvah, but also said a brach of Atal. That's all Maran Murtenberg is saying. It's a reflection of the mitzvah. The brach is not in the driver's seat. The brach just adds another level of problem in missing a letter. Normally, you miss a letter, okay, you didn't do the mitzvah properly. But if you say ligmar and you miss a letter, then you're a shakran on top of that.
Isn't that the same for chazanish?
What?
Isn't that even for the same for chazanish?
That really, no, because chazanish say that levisha on the body is good enough for the mitzvah.
Right, and just because we're going to make this bracha, so we're going to add on to the mitzvah, but not that that's actually a different part of the mitzvah.
Right, so over here he seems to be, right, over here one could argue, the Shaar Tzion thinks, that if you miss a word, you actually are not yotzei the mitzvah, meaning it's just like Mikra Megillah. So that there already is that din in the mitzvah. So the question is, how are we to understand this rush? Meaning, when the rush says that really you need a kazayis, and because you didn't need a kazayis, the only reason we require a kazayis is because you're saying a bracha of ala chilas marah. That's the only reason we're requiring a kazayis. How literally do we take that? How literally do we take that? Meaning, let's take it to an extreme. The Shagas Aryeh writes in a tshuva, that tshuva that I referenced before. The Shagas Aryeh writes that if, let's say, you're not going to say the bracha, then you don't need a kazayis. Meaning, just if you listen to the bracha from somebody else, and it's Ramein, so you're not going to say the bracha yourself, then there's no whole need for a kazayis. It's just to conform to the bracha. But if you're not going to say the bracha, you won't need a kazayis either. Or let's say what the Shagas Aryeh actually says. He doesn't give that example. He gives the example of the following. Zech l'mikdash kehillah. Right? You have matzah and marah together. You make your korech. Do you need a kazayis of marah in the korech? There's no bracha in the korech. So there's no bracha. There's no need for a kazayis. Even though that might be the mitzvah of achilas marah. But Mitzvah Achilas Marah itself doesn't demand the kazayis. Kazayis is only necessary if you're saying a bracha, but you're not saying a bracha on the Korach. So maybe you don't need a kazayis over there. So whether we accept that Shagas Aryeh is a big discussion in the Achronik. The Chasam Sofer is a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Mem, or Chaim Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Mem, a tshuva written to Rav Tzvi Hirsch Chiyos. Which the Abbeis Zakalov, Marzchis. Rav Shach told us that Chassidim don't learn Marzchis because he was too open-minded. He was a very worldly person. I mean, you ever see a picture of Marzchis? Look at him. He looks like a very Orthodox Jew. Like you never would peg him for someone that they think is too modernish. You know, like. He has a nice beard. He looks legit. But so the Hungarian Hasidim, hold the Chasam Sofer is like like the Vilna Gaon was so great, he was almost as great as the Chasam Sofer. You know, like that's how they hold the Chasam Sofer. Is like, so how do they justify how the Chasam Sofer would write letters to the Maritz Chiyus all the time if the Maritz Chiyus was too maskilish? So he said, no, Chasam Sofer did Kiruv also. So he wrote letters to the Maritz Chiyus. Okay, maybe. Or idea Shlomer, you know. But so in a tshuva to the Maritz Chiyus, he says, Chasam Sofer says, Hine kol amarti. He says, let me tell you what I wrote in my commentary on Chumash and Parshas Bo. B'Pesach Rishon k'siv achlas abasav leilas etzliyash matzah mar miyachim. By Pesach Rishon it says, ye eat karm Pesach tzliyash umatzos al mar miyachim. In Baloscha, by Pesach Sheni, al matzos umar miyachim. Notice the difference? Meaning in Pesach Rishon it's basar tzliyash umatzos al mar miyachim. In Pesach Sheni it's al matzos umar miyachim. Vehefresh kalav, and he says that the chiluk is obvious. But Pesach Rishon, he commits us to say b'achilas Pesach b'fnei atzmo, u'b'achilas matzah b'fnei atzmo. On Pesach Rishon, there's a mitzvah v'achilas matzah. There's a mitzvah v'achilas from Pesach. Ach maror ain't a mitzvah say b'fnei atzmo the tuffle the Pesach. Maror is not its own independent mitzvah. Maror is tuffle to the Pesach. Okay, he said mitzvah sasei shal achila al shneim Pesach u'matzah. So the mitzvah sasei of achila goes on both Pesach and matzah. Ma'amar al marorim yochlu shnei elu. That you use as a condiment to the matzah and to the pesach, which each are chiv achila, you use maror as a condiment to both of them. Nimtzak siv achila bepesach ube matzah velo bemaror. Amnam bepesach sheni gam hamatzah tefela lepesach. When it comes to pesach sheni, the matzah also becomes tafel to the carbon pesach. A lot of people have minhag in pesach sheni to eat matzah. Right, but Chasam Sofer is telling us that the matzah that you on the Pesach Sheni, even when you would eat it together with the Korban Pesach, was only a tafel to the Korban Pesach. Torah time is on Pesach Sheni, by the way. We're not going to be learning sugis of Pesach Sheni. Umi she'eno ochel Pesach, no one will come. Umi she'eno ochel Pesach Sheni, eno ochel matzah. Someone who doesn't eat Pesach Sheni doesn't eat matzah. Al kein kosev al matzos mor miyachulun pesach. Lo ksev achila el a pesach lo matzos mor. So the only achila on pesach sheni is the karban. O mikol makom, afal gav lo ksev achila behed yo b'mara. Lo b'rishon v'lo b'sheni. So says the Chasam Sofer, here's how it goes. This is what the Rosh really means. It never says the word achila in connection to the mara. Not in pesach rishon nor in pesach sheni. Mikol makom vadei d'bayi kezayis di iskish the matzos pesach. Mara needs a kezayis on a d'oraisa level. Because it's hukash to Pesach and it's hukash to matzah. El she'in anu yicholun lahamtzi ze milibeinu. We need a raya that's true. We need a raya that mar is b'kazayis. Says the Chasam Sofer, mar is b'kazayis min haTorah. It's b'kazayis min haTorah because it's always together with matzah and Pesach, and those two things are b'kazayis. So mar is b'kazayis min haTorah. But it never says achila. So what's my raya that I'm right about this? That my hergish, that mar must be a kezayis min haTorah. What's my raya? Look at how the chachamim were misaken the bracha. When they came up with the bracha, they wrote the bracha al achilas mar. And a bracha is always a reflection of the mitzvah. Not that the bracha is in the driver's seat. The bracha doesn't get to change the mitzvah. But the bracha is a reflection of how we should understand the mitzvah. And he says, "Lachain hochiach harash." The Rosh is bringing a raya. Midarim paragami pesachim the mevorich al achilas mor shema mina pshita l'rabbanu meikesh anal the shir b'kazayis. That's a raya that all along the shir was a kazayis. That's how the Chasam Sofer.
In the Mishnah, he says the source, even though there's a shir kazayis, the source is that it's connected, like an actual hekesh. Is that what he's?
So is it a real hekesh? If it's real hekesh, then ain't adam dan hekesh me'atzmo? I don't know. I think what he means by hekesh is that we find that the Torah puts them together in the same pasuk twice. So it sounds like that they're linked in some way. Yeah.
So why does the Rosh say that you're near a kishakra?
Does he use that terminology? You have the Rosh? Chafei. I think it's some chafei. Pull up the language because that's important over here. Maybe I have it. Or maybe I don't. Yes. The language will be important. It would be good to have a Gemara like that. Mishum de mevari chal achilas marat tzarek shiok kazayis, te'in achila pachas me kazayis. Right, that's all he says. Since you've been making a bracha al achilas marat, you have to make sure to eat a kazayis, because te'in achila pachas me kazayis. So simple reading of the Rush is, the reason I have to eat a kazayis is because I'm saying the bracha. Says somewhere, no. The way I know that you have to eat a kazayis is because I'm saying the bracha. Not that that's the reason that I have to eat a kazayis. Avdenezer also discusses this in Shuvi. He quotes that Shagas Aryeh, that according to the Rush, by Korech, you shouldn't have to have a kazayis. And he says, Ach be'ikr divrei Rush. He says, that which the Rush says, Shekaz v'shon kazayis mishum ha-bracha l'chiz marim. He says, he grew for a kasha. Lama tiknu chacham ha-bracha kach. Meaning the Rush is very hard. Why would the Chacham make a takana of a bracha? Why would they make a nusach of a bracha that's not true? So I have to go like this in order to conform to the nusach that they made. Ach bira dvarim, tari gam bekarpas tasaram tzorach kazayis. The Rambam holds karpas kazayis also, says the Avnei Nezer. This is in Chelek Alef Siman Shin Pei Gimel of Avnei Nezer. Ach harosh ta lo sover hach. Tabi gemar sham ktabai lemeimar ba'achol betibol rishon gam ken chazaris pasur mishmehakim. So the Rush holds that you don't need a kazayis for karpas. So most of all, zeyin kain ma mitzvah. Just the fact that something's a hacker is not a mitzvah. In came karpas to call atzma mishum hacker lo chashav mitzvah. Karpas, which is only a hacker, is not a mitzvah. Ve'enu doma lekol achilas mitzvah de begazayis. Aval zeinu mitzvah. Lekol sheyesh hacker sagi. Aval mar bizman hazeh shetiknu oso lechol b'fnei atzma tzarech gazayis. Since mar bizman hazeh they were mesakein that it should be something that's eaten on its own, it needs to be gazayis. He says, when Mara was d'oraisa in a chanami, it didn't require kazayis. Torah never said you have to do achila. But now that Mara stands independent of Karban Pesach, meaning the mitzvah of Mara mit Rabbanon needs a kazayis. Because whenever the chacham are going to be misakin, an independent achila, they're always going to be misakin that it should be kazayis. The fact that we're saying a bracha, and it is an indication that they made it an independent mitzvah. And even if you don't have any matzah, you can't afford $60 a pound of matzah, so, but you can afford a piece of lettuce, you're still chayiv to eat mara. That which the Rav says, mishum shem mevarich al achilas mara, is that raya shetiknu kazayis. He says, by karpas, there's no raya that it's a mitzvah sachila that the chum were misakein. No, it's a hacker that the chum were misakein. If there would have been a birchas mitzvah in karpas in Echonami, that would be a raya that you need a kazayis of karpas. But not because you're saying the word achila. No, whenever the chum were misakein a mitzvah to eat something, and it's not just a hacker, of course they were misakein to eat a kazayis. That's what achila always is. That's how he understands the Rush. That it's not that the birchas mitzvah is necessarily in the driver's seat. But okay, bringing this back home, back to what we started with. Oh, by the way, I just mentioned the Avnei Nezer mentions in that tshuva that he says. One second, let me find it. He says at the end of that tshuva, L'chorah, ma yasem ha-brachas al-chilas mar, kivin shein ochel k'shir achila. The shayla was about someone who couldn't eat a shir achila. They were ill or whatever. So he says, so what should you do? So he says, Shamati m'gad alechad, b'maisa kazeh, hevi dinyam nidivrei adarki moshe, rachayim sim l'chesos hei, b'talus katan, shem varchan al mitzvah, sitzes v'lo b'lamid. So something interesting. He says that the darki moshe writes that the bracha on Talis Katan is al mitzvah tzitzis and not lehisatef. Why? Because you're not really mekayim the mitzvah. And you could say a bracha with al when you're not really mekayim the mitzvah. Because al means, thank you Hashem that you made such a great mitzvah. It's almost like a bracha shavu kvoda about the mitzvah, as opposed to a bracha mitzvah on the mitzvah. Le is on the mitzvah. Al is about the mitzvah. Some posts say not yotzei v'talas katan. L'kach mevarchim ba'al shemvarich al asher tivanu ala mitzvah. Thank you Hashem, you gave us this mitzvah. Afsha achshav Ein mekayim osa mitzvah kitikuna. Even though right now I'm not doing the mitzvah. So you could say a bracha with al, says the Darkei Moshe. So says the Avnei Nezer, Ken Zayin, Marer also. You're not going to eat a kazayis of Marer, so al achilas Marer. And thank Hashem that there is a mitzvah of achilas Marer. But the Rav Chodemilsa, the Isha Yitzorich Lechol Marer, Yilmud Kodem Achila Hadin Berambam, V'yomer Bepiv, Kishochol Marer, Yivarech Baruch Ad Hashem. He says the best etza is that when it comes time to eat the Marer, you're not going to have a kazayis. Or if you're masupik about it, this is a good brisker chum to have. If you're masupik about it, whether you have a shir kazayis, take a Rambam off the shelf, open up to the halacha about the bracha on Marer, and learn it. And say, Kisha Yochal Marer, Omer, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokein Melechol Hamasher Kibzon Mizal Zizvanu Elokein Zmar. So now you're just learning halacha and Rambam, and it's not going to be a bracha levatala, because you're just doing it b'derech limud, but just in case you need the bracha, you'll have the bracha. That's what the Avnei Nezer suggests. That's pretty funny. I mean, his question is whether that's true. Does that work? Are you allowed to do that? Rav Asher Weiss thinks that's strange. He says it can't be. It can't be, he says. The Darkei Moshe must mean that we really paskin your Yotzei B'talis Katan. But just to satisfy those that you're not, we say the bracha in a way that implies a broader application to the mitzvah in general. But not that you're actually allowed to say a bracha of al when you're not doing a mitzvah. Like, there's no way that would be the case. And Rav Avadya writes in the Tshuva that if you are not normally in the practice of saying the Shem Hashem when you're learning, then you probably shouldn't do it then either. Meaning a lot of people are in the practice. Svardim, I think, very often do say Shem Hashem as learning, while learning. But if that's not your normal practice, say Shem Hashem while learning, then you probably shouldn't do it then either. That probably is not the best way to go. So if you hold that you're not, meaning the Avnei Nezer's case, the guy's not eating a kazayis. Mishnah says you need a kazayis. He's for sure not being yotzei in the mitzvah. So to say that you could just say a bracha of al, that's a little bit strange. So anyway, going back to what we started with. Nafkaminas between, we have 2 minutes left. We'll see if we can rattle off the last 5 nafkaminas in 2 minutes. So nafkaminas between whether Achilas Marer is connected to Karban Pesach or is an independent mitzvah. So far we have 4 nafkaminas. Nafkamina number 5, why are you chayiv in the mitzvah? What's the reason for the mitzvah of Marer? The Ebenezer writes that it used to be very humid in Mitzrayim, and because of that we always had to eat Marer. I have no idea what the science behind that is and why eating Marer helps with the humidity, but that's what the Ebenezer writes. But he says, but Chazal say that we eat Marer as a zecher to Vayimaru as Chayehem. That's what the Haggadah says, right? That we eat Marer as remembering that they made our lives bitter. Either way, it's about that which happened in Mitzrayim. The Chizkuni says that we eat Marer kized derek bizayon sheyachlum davara. We're trying to be mevaze the avodah zarah of Mitzrayim. So we have this Karban Pesach, which was their avodah zarah. We use it as our dinner that night. And we eat it with disgusting stuff. So to show that we're being mevaze the avodah zarah, which is we don't eat it with sweet. We don't put something delicious on it. We put something disgusting on it, like marah. Fascinating comment. The Or HaChaim says, ulufi ze gam hamarum sheyitzav Hashem hu tzad ki kein derech ochel itzli lech li mal dover chad ki bezei ye oriv l'chayich ha'ochel v'yochel b'chol avis nafshav. That adrava, it gives it a very pleasant flavor. But maybe the first two reasons and the last two reasons break along our line of the chakira. If Mar is a zecher to vayim Mar v'schayim, what's it got to do with Karban Pesach? If it's a zecher to the humidity in Mitzrayim, and therefore we had to eat this all the time because of the humidity, what's it got to do with Karban Pesach? It could be an independent mitzvah. But if Mar was to be mevaza the Karban Pesach, or to be to make it taste delicious, either terrible or delicious, whichever way you want to say, so then it's related to Karban Pesach. So that could be a nafkamina. Nafkamina might be whether Mar bismanazeh. The Talmud Bavli writes, Mar bismanazeh is din mitrabban, is a mitzvah mitrabban. The Mechilta, however, says that it exists independent of Karban Pesach and would still be mitzvah daraisa. How connected is it to Karban Pesach? Another nafkamina. Can you have, when you have korech, the Gemara says, machlokas between hill and lechavim, whether you should eat the Pesach, matzah, and marah together or eat it separately. So the Gemara says, machlokas is talui on the word yochluhu. So is that in each min separately or all together? It could be it's tali on this. If the mitzvah achilas mar is tafel to the mitzvah achilas pesach, so it should be all together. But if they're separate mitzvahs, maybe they should be eaten separately from each other. Another nafkamina might be whether there's a din of a saver. Rashi says that since Mara is Zecha La'avdus, there's no Hasev. And the Beis Yosef says, there's no Chiyuv La'Hasev at the time that you eat Mara, but you're allowed to be Mesev at the time you eat Mara. So it could be that if Mara is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, then you shouldn't be allowed to be Mesev. It's about Merirus. But if it's connected to Karban Pesach, then you should be allowed to be Mesev. And the final nafkamina is, when is the Sof Zman Achilas Mara? Is Sof Zman Achilas Mara go after the Sof Zman Achilas Karban Pesach? Or is it independent and not necessarily after the Sof Zman Achilas Pesach? Of course, we pass in the Chachila, all of the mitzvahs halayla should be done by Chatzos. I think in the OU magazine, they asked Rav Shechter, are you makbid to finish the Afikomen by Chatzos? He said, I'm makbid for it, says in Shulchan Aruch, to finish all the mitzvahs halayla by Chatzos. Right? All Dalit Kosos, not just the Afikomen, everything by Chatzos. So his kids never won that contest in shul the next day, you know, about how late the Seder went, because had to finish by Chatzos. Okay, so we got through all nine. All right, have a great day, everybody. And Bez Hashem, let me know what you want to talk about on Monday, like if this is good or bad or otherwise. Yeah. Okay.